it is time for station ID.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome back. You are listening to Living the Good Life. And as always, we are excited to bring the Word of God to you every single Sunday afternoon, beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern, here locally, live, and the Tampa Bay area in Clearwater. And I'm Pastor Marcia, and along with Betty today, Megan will be joining us. That's Betty's daughter here in just a little while. We have a radio team made up of some people here in our church in Clearwater and some people in our area in Indiana, where I used to pastor for a number of years. And so we are blessed to have radio team members scattered in different places. And Betty, we're having a great show today. I love when we are talking about getting aligned. I love this series. This series is entitled All Out Alignment, and it's learning to be aligned with the presence and the Spirit of God in our lives, and not just continue to live life haphazardly or, well, whatever happens, happens, que sera, sera. No, it's with purpose, with intentionality. God wants us to live our lives with purpose, with direction. God wants us to get on fire for Him, and He really wants to do some mighty things through us, doesn't He, Betty?
Mm. Oh, yes. Yeah, He wants He wants us to be restored.
Amen.
I think that this series in the next few weeks is going to be a stepping stone to a lot of people to freedom.
And oh, I agree.
To be able to line up with what God wants them to do.
Yes.
Maybe take down some walls.
Yeah.
Take in some new perspective of what God wants to do in their life. And He wants to show a lot of people His unfailing love.
Oh, amen. Amen. That is profound, because that is what He wants to do. He wants to show us that He loves us so much that He has a purpose for us, and that we're not just here wandering around this earth, just going to work and doing this and doing that, and not really making a difference in people's lives. God wants us to be difference makers, don't you think, Betty? I mean, really, yeah. Difference makers.
Yes, He wants us to be life changers,
yeah.
World changers.
Yeah.
There has to be a change. There's the path that we're going to is not a good one, and I think that the path that He wants to pay for us through these stepping stones with this series is that He does want us to be all that we can be, and we can be all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Yes.
And that's where our strength comes from. Our
yes.
strength comes from the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And we're talking about Gideon. We're in Judges 6. If you're just now joining us, you can grab your Bible and look with us, or just listen if you're driving down the road, wherever you might be listening to this show. So today we're talking about being totally lined up with the plan and purpose of God. And when we see God and His desires for us, it causes us to worship Him. And we're going to make that point after this song, but this song makes that point. Oh, the glory. Oh, the glory of His presence. Terry McCallum, listen to this. Let God minister to you right now, wherever you are.
Yeah. presence as your presence now fills this place. Sing it, saints of God.
Thank you, God. Thank you for your amazing presence in our lives and how your presence changes us. Oh, Lord, that is just so wonderful. We give you the glory and the praise. Thank you, Lord. Oh, if you just joined us, we're in Judges 6, and we're talking about this life-changing event where Gideon is visited by God Almighty himself. And boy, does the glory of God's presence ever change Gideon. And here we have Gideon, who starts out with excuses of why God can never use him, to suddenly he goes and prepares this lavish meal. And at this point, I think he still thinks that the visitor that he's talking to is just an angel, maybe not God himself. But we're going to see that it really is God himself. And so what happens is that Gideon goes to great work and great time-consuming event here in Judges 6 at about verse 18. He goes and prepares a young goat and a huge amount of unleavened bread. And he uses over half a bushel of flour, and that's a lot of flour, Betty, isn't it? Woo! I mean, that's a lot when you're making something.
That's a bunch of flour right there.
And he kills this goat. He puts the meat in a basket and the broth in a pot, and he takes them all back under the shade of the oak tree for this sacred meal that he thinks he's going to have here with the angel. I find this so interesting, Betty, because this is a turning point right here in Gideon's life, because he would not have gone to all that work and expense making this meal if he did not trust that when the angel said, I'll wait here till you come back, he really believed the angel would be there. And number one, there was something in Gideon's heart that said, I need to give a sacrifice to God. You know, I need to show him that I'm serious about everything he's telling me. There's an old chorus we used to sing at Cornerstone up in Indiana, Betty, about a living sacrifice. Remember that? Oh,
I'm thinking.
I just had the words and now they're gone. They'll come back to me.
Yes,
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. That's what it is. Pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I want to be a living sacrifice or sanctuary for you. And, you know, I think Gideon was realizing on the inside of him, wait a minute, this is no ordinary event here. This is a life-changing event. I've got to go really commemorate this event with a big meal here. I need to prepare this. Don't you find this interesting?
Yeah, you know, I just had a thought is that Gideon wanted to tell the Lord with a gift like this, thank you. Thank you for believing in me.
Yes.
Thank you for giving me an opportunity to do what I didn't think I could do, but you knew I could do.
There you go.
And, you know, even back then, I think that when they prepared things of this nature, whether it be a goat, a lamb, they gave everything they had.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
They used the most precious thing that they had, the most, the virgin-like things, the very small things. Is like when God sent his son Jesus, that he gave everything.
He gave his only son.
And that's what Gideon did when he prepared this meal in a meat in a basket and the broth and everything. And he prepared it just for this, what he thought was the angel, but was actually God.
Right.
You know, it hit me after the end of that song, and I read that, and it's like, oh my.
Yes, that is what happened.
Gideon gave everything he had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because really, we started this whole chapter realizing that they had nothing. They had no food. They really had very little to eat. And when the angel first approaches Gideon, Gideon is trying to press some wheat. You know, because they're hungry. So, I mean, this is a big sacrifice that Gideon gave. And when we begin to worship God, when we begin to take his will for our lives seriously and really begin to turn over our wills and our desires and everything to him, it is a sacrifice. It is an offering to him. Here, Lord, take me, you know, here I am, use me, you know. And so Gideon does this, and he brings this to the angel of the Lord. And in verse 21 of Judges 6, the angel of God stretches out the tip of his stick he was holding, and he touched the meat and the bread. And fire broke out of the rock. Fire came out of a rock, everybody. Fire came out of the rock and burned up the meat and bread, while the angel of God slipped away out of sight, and Gideon then knew that it was God. This is so profound, because when we willingly give of ourselves, our time, our talents, our desires, everything, and we lay it on the altar, so to speak, and say, God, here I am. God so often begins to turn up the heat. He turns up the fire. And he does that in ways where we may be complaining and bellyaching for a while, because it seems like this is happening and that's happening. But what God is actually doing is purifying us for the tasks that he has planned for us. Do you want to talk about that, Betty?
Yeah, I have a verse that the Lord just gave me. It's the Message Bible, John 6:35. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. The person who aligns with me.
Oh, wow.
Hungers no more. And thirst no more, ever. Have I told you this explicitly? Because even though you have seen me in action, you don't really believe me.
Wow.
And I think that when we decide truly and honestly that we want to serve the Lord, not 10%, not 5%, but we want to serve him solely, that he cleans us up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, he does.
You know, and puts us in, he makes us royalty, because he wants us to walk in victory. He wants us to walk in the light and not in the darkness anymore.
Right, exactly.
And that fire that broke out on that rock is a cleansing type of...
Yes, it is. Yes.
Fire that literally will go in and take all the junk, take all of the anger, the hatred, the animosity, the jealousy, all of that stuff that we hold inside of us, and I'm sure there's a lot more that we could mention, but due to time, we're going to pass over it. But it takes us to a point of submission. It takes us to a point of surrender. It takes us to a point where we want to be as white as snow.
Yes.
To be able to do what God wants us to do. God will keep us by his side. He will keep us under his wing, and he will protect us.
Mm-hmm.
And he is such a, there's a song that's on the radio, and I can't think of it, that some people think that God carries a gavel. I think we talked about this maybe a few weeks ago.
Right.
God carries a gavel. He does not.
He does not.
He is not a God of retribution. He is not a God that will ever leave you or forsake you. And that's the point I'm trying to make, is that the angel of God that stretched out that tip of that stick,
right,
was thankful for mm-hmm. what Gideon did. He was very grateful for what he did, and he knew what he did was a sacrifice.
Exactly.
And that's what God watches for. Are you making a sacrifice?
There you go.
Are you not going to the bar tonight, or are you going to go to church?
Yeah.
On Friday night, are you going to be sitting in my presence when I come to visit you, or are you going to be somewhere else? Are you going to be at Kmart? Where are you going to be when I show up? When I
right.
really want to talk to you, where are you going to be?
Boy, that's a good question.
It's really an important thing to look at. Today is that God wants you. I mean, it's kind of like that army, that guy sticking his finger out, going, you know, the army wants you.
Yeah.
God's been looking at someone, pointing his finger and saying, not with his finger, but his nail-scarred hands.
Yeah.
And he said, I want you.
Mm.
I need you to come and be who I want you to be. As Gideon was, you think that you're not worthy. You think that I can't use you. Take a hold of my nail-scarred hands and
Amen.
Watch what I can do. And I think that's what the Lord looked for in Gideon.
Yeah.
Was what we talked about earlier, is that surrender.
Oh, absolutely.
That,
yeah. Megan has just joined us, Mama Betty, your daughter.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Hey. How are you? Out in the other room. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. So,
okay. Loud and clear.
So you've been listening, I take it, Megan, and you understand
yes,
everything we're talking about here. Don't you
yes,
find
ma'am.
This just totally amazing that God did not just say, hey, that was a yummy meal. Thank you so much. But instead, he chooses to burn it up.
Yeah, you know, that's a big statement right there. You know what I mean? It's not just
yes.
It's not just thanking somebody for doing something. It's really going and doing something amazing and making a point, making a really big point of,
right.
you know, I'm proud of you, and you know, you have given me something in return. And it's not that we owe the Lord anything. That's not what I mean. It's, you know, like you guys were just talking, it's about giving up something of yourself.
Yes, it
something
is.
Something that you are selfish with.
Right.
And I don't know what that could be for anybody, but I know what mine are. And that's what he's looking for, is when he comes to you in those moments, he wants your undivided attention.
Amen.
He doesn't want to see you with a beer in your hand. He wants to see you down on your hands and knees praying.
Right.
That's what he wants to see you doing, and glorifying him,
exactly.
praising him, spreading the joy, and being that warrior like Gideon was.
Amen. I mean,
it's just amazing.
Yes. And this whole principle of him burning up that sacrifice, you know, we are to allow ourselves to be burnt up, so to speak. In other words, and I mentioned this Friday night, but it's so true, that when they purify gold, gold is put in a big vat and they put heat under it, and then all the impurities, they kind of rise to the top, and then the person who is purifying the gold just skims off that top, and they turn up the heat some more, you know, and then more impurities. And I think so often we forget that God is purifying us, and we instead start bellyaching about why is this happening and that happening, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of saying that God is doing a fire project on me right now. He's turning up the heat so that I can be more like Jesus. Go ahead with that, Megan, before we do this song.
Well, I'll tell you what. Sometimes when he turns up the heat, it can be scary. I'm not going to lie. It really can be
yes.
scary. But that's through those times when the fire gets hot that you let the Lord kind of extinguished with his ultimate fire extinguisher what he's teaching you. And what I mean by that is the extinguisher of wisdom, that he extinguishes this fire that you've been put in front of with his wisdom, the Bible.
Yes.
His ultimate wisdom, the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
And that's what we have to learn, is that, you know, it's a purification process with all of us.
It is.
For our whole entire lives. It's not just something that's a temporary thing, people. It's every day.
Yeah.
Purifying you, because humans are not perfect.
That's right.
And that's just the cool thing about our Heavenly Father, is his purification process is sometimes it hurts, but in the end, you're stronger for it, and you look back and go, wow, I cannot believe what I learned through that circumstance.
Oh. Amen, which takes us perfectly to this song, Whatever You're Doing, by the group Sanctus Real.
It's time for healing, time to move on. It's time to fix what's been broken too long.
Amen.
It's time to make right what has been wrong. It's time to find my way to where I belong. There's a wave that's crashing over me, and all I can do is surrender. Whatever you're doing inside of me, it feels like chaos, but somehow there's peace, and it's hard to surrender to what I can't see. Something heavenly. Time for a milestone. Time to begin again. Reevaluate who I really am. Am I doing everything to follow your will? Or just climbing? Everything out that I've wanted to say for so many years. Time to release all my held back tears. Whatever you're doing inside of me, it feels like chaos, but I believe you're up to something bigger than
Praise God. It can feel like chaos, but we just allow God to do his work. We just had a person text in and say this. This is a great series. If you truly want God in your life, you need to get in alignment. Break down the walls and open your heart. He'll show you the way to walk fully in his grace. Yes, there will be battles, but he is there every step of the way. Thank you, person who texted in. And this is right on, Megan. I mean, that song could not have hit more perfectly right there. Whatever you're doing. Woo! Whatever you're doing, God, keep it up.
That's right. And that's just like the song says, you have to surrender.
Yes.
And, you know, it's not just a one-time surrender. There's multiple ones.
Amen.
Been there, done that, haven't we all? But that's where that we show the Lord through our moments of surrender that we're not selfish, that we're willing to admit that we need help, because we do. And I have been in circumstances where I know that the only way and the only person and the only being that could help me was the Lord.
Right.
Because there was no way that I was going to turn down the path of destruction that the devil wanted me to turn down.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'll tell you what, that devil, I'll tell you what, he is out to get you. And that's where you have to learn the differences between what the Holy Spirit is telling you, is to pull you away from the distractions in your life,
right,
so that you can surrender and become that moldable piece of gold.
Amen.
The jar in heaven is a piece of gold.
Amen. Woo! Absolutely. And so let's look at this. And I love those comments. Here we are with Judges 6. And we see that God stretches out his finger or a stick that he was holding, touched the sacrifice, and it burns up. And in that process, Gideon realizes that it's God. And Gideon says that, oh no, I've seen God face to face, because he knew that that was something that was said in the Old Testament, that you weren't supposed to look at God face to face. But God reassured him, easy now, don't panic, you won't die. And then I want us to look at Judges 6, verse 24, because here's what happens. After we allow the sacrifices in us, as we begin to give up those things that we know are not pleasing to God, and we lay them on the altar and say, okay, Lord, here it is. I can't fix this in me, but I know you can. The jealousy, the anger, the fear, whatever it is that we all struggle with, and we all do. Okay, as we begin to lay those things on the altar and say, Lord, burn those up. I don't want that in my life. I want to be just the opposite of that. I want to be kind. I want to be trusting. I want to be full of love and compassion. And when we do that, then there is an attitude of worship that just wells up within us. And this is what happened here. When God said to Gideon, don't panic, then in verse 24 of Judges 6, Gideon builds an altar to God and begins to worship him. Worship comes from surrender. Betty, talk to us about that.
Well, I think a lot of people, they want God's peace, but they just don't know how to do it.
Right.
And it comes at that point of surrender, of giving everything that is keeping you from God's will,
right,
in your life, is to lay it down, give it to him, and
yes,
not take it back. Now, the devil's plan is for you to, you're surrendering, sure, but you're going to pick it right back up, and you're going to be the same angry, stupid person that you were when you knelt down there. That's not going to do you any good. The one thing you have to do is believe.
Yeah.
That once you lay it down, that God's mercy and grace, the blood of Jesus, covers you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, that faith is what will get you through. And I think that's what Gideon did, is that when he built that altar, he wanted to do something because he felt so humbled. I've seen that the angel of God face
yeah.
to face.
Wow.
And it would be like,
woo. You there? Betty, I lost you. Megan, are you there?
I'm here. I bet you her phone just went dead.
I think it must have. So, but you know what? This is right on what she's saying here, because when we do see God in the process that he's doing in us, it humbles us and it causes us to want to bow at his feet. And when we realize he can change us, he can actually change our old habits, our old junk. God told me this morning, there's so many people that struggle with the same things year after year after year. That's what he said in that phrase, year after year after year. You know, they make resolutions. I'm going to do this. I'm going to change this. I'm going to quit being so judgmental or critical. I'm just throwing out examples, or jealous, or whatever the case may be. And yet they struggle with the same things year after year. So many of us have done that most of our lives, and God wants to break that habit pattern, that cycle. Talk to me, Megan.
Ooh. Yes, he does, Pastor, because, you know, if you truly, I got goosebumps, if you truly surrender,
yes,
whatever that is that you're carrying, if you're dropped to your knees and you're in total submission, you're not going to forget that.
No, you're not.
No, you will not forget it. If it was a true submission to the Lord, because the Lord comes to you in that moment and he cleanses you.
Yes.
And, you know, and then when you get in those moments where you're tempted, or where someone tempts your anger, or whatever that may be, then your spirit takes you back to that moment of surrender, and it begins to humble you again to remind you that, hey, I have cleansed you of this. There is no need to go back down that path of destruction.
Yes.
I have cleansed you, and it brings you back. The Holy Spirit kind of checks you.
Yes.
And lets you know that, hey, but you know, Pastor, it seems though that some people, that it's so easy for them to go back down that path, that it's so easy to forget that moment of surrender. And that's what I pray for people that you know, that have those moments where they've lost track of what they had done with the Lord and what the Lord had done for them, because it is a mutual relationship, that I wish they would remember how the Lord is always there. Even if you make a mistake, all you have to do is say, Lord, please forgive me. Bring me back into that vat of purification and clean me again.
Mm-hmm.
Because he will clean you a million times.
Exactly.
A million times.
Yes. You know, like David said, may the thoughts, may my heart, may the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. You know, we have to live in that attitude of, Lord, I want to do what you want me to do today. I want to think the thoughts you want me to think. I want to have the attitude you want me to have. And Lord, if there's things that need cleansing today, show me so I can repent of it and get rid of it. Betty, comment. You got your phone back, I take it.
Yeah, I'm having some technical difficulties on this end, so I had to tell Satan to get thee behind me.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
I think Megan brought up a valid point. If you remember those surrender moments, I remember the first time that I gave my life to the Lord at the altar.
Amen.
And it's those times where God is like leaning over us, touching us, and freeing us from chains, bondages,
mm-hmm.
mountains, roadblocks, whatever you call them. The struggles in your life is that it gives us an opportunity to thank him for what he's done for us. The trials and the tribulations through the alignment,
yes,
come, but it makes us want to persevere. It gives us strength, and strength for the fight.
Yes.
A strength for the race that we're running.
Yes.
And he doesn't want us to finish the race halfway through.
No.
He wants us, whatever race that you're running, and it's to give him the glory, is that he wants to see you be a finisher.
Absolutely.
He wants to see you totally aligned with him, so that when those potholes, mud holes, muddy puddles, whatever you call them,
yeah,
he wants to see you go right straight through them. It may hurt. It may tear at your ego a little bit, but he wants to see you set free.
Amen.
Living victoriously through the blood of Jesus Christ. And, you know, Pastor and Megan, we make it so hard.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, it's just like dragging our feet. We're, you know, we've got a log, you know, trailing behind us. It's like, I just can't make it through. You have no idea what I'm going through.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't, but the Lord knows what you're going through.
Absolutely.
He knows. He knows. Ooh. That song, He Knows, by
yeah.
Jeremy Camp.
He knows. And I wrote this in my Bible right here in this passage right here where Gideon sees and realizes that God really has called him. And I wrote this sentence, a true calling produces worship. Mm-hmm. And when we are really in tune with the Spirit of God and we realize that God is calling us to let go of the past, let go of the junk, let go of the bitterness, let go of everything that's keeping us from becoming all He wants us to become. And we really hear His voice and we realize we're being called to a new life of alignment. We begin to worship. Talk to me about that, Megan, before we do this next song.
Well, it makes you want to worship because
you have
something to be thankful for. You have something to be fired up for.
Yes.
And, you know, it's those moments. It's like the many times that I had traveling in the car by myself. It's just those times when it's like, you know what, Lord? I've got some alone time. I'm going to spend it with You.
Right.
Because I love You, and I love what You've done for
Amen.
Me. I love how You are purifying me and aligning me on a daily basis because I want You to.
Amen.
And, you know, when you go to a place of worship like that, that shows the Lord that you're willing, that you're also thankful for what He's done in your life. Even though, like you guys have always said, that sometimes it's hard, but we're still appreciative because through those hard times, through those times of alignment, that we feel His presence, we feel the wisdom, we feel
Amen.
The strength, we feel His grace, His love, His joy, and His way of making us be someone that we never thought we could be.
Mm, absolutely. And when we are in that moment of surrender, like we're talking about right now, like Gideon was, where he began to realize, okay, wait a minute, wow, this really is God who's been talking to me. This really is what I have to do. This is my calling. This is my purpose. It doesn't mean that he wasn't a little in trepidation or fear still. It just meant that it was beginning to dawn on him after he went to all that work to prepare that meal and God just burned it up. The fire, God is showing him the fire of God's presence burns up the junk in us and gives us the ability to see God clearly. Oh, I wish I had my bell. It gives us the ability to see God clearly. When we have more and more of ourselves gone and more of Him can shine through, oh my, we begin to worship. I came to worship. Listen to this song by Terry McCallum, then we'll talk to Betty and Megan again.
Came to worship You. I came to sing Your praise. I came to love You, Lord. Your holy name to raise. Hallelujah.
find him as you sing. I came to worship you. I came just to sing your praise. I came to love your Lord, your holy name to raise.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you desire us to worship you. You desire us to see you in all your glory and to see how much you love us. Lord, we just want to worship you. Our hearts just pour out today and realize that you have such an amazing plan for each of us. And it makes us want to worship you when we realize that, Lord, that you're not content for us to stay the same way we've always been, but instead, Lord, you have a plan that includes us becoming more like Jesus in every area of our lives, letting go of the things of the past, letting go of the past hurts, the past bitterness, letting go of everything that would bring us down. Lord, you have a desire to cleanse us from all of that. And Lord, to cause us to find forgiveness. Sometimes we just need to forgive ourselves for things in our past, Lord, and you have the ability to teach us how to do that. And Lord, today we just come before you and we worship you, mighty God, and we say you are our God. You are our King. You are our Savior, the healer of our bodies and the healer of our emotions. And we don't want to continue to be the same way we've always been. We want to have a brand new day with you. We come to worship you right now. We give you glory and praise for what you're doing in our hearts this very moment and our listeners' hearts, wherever they might be around this globe. We thank you, Lord, that you are so amazing, so mighty, and so wonderful that you can see all of us at the same time. You can hear all of our cries for help at the same time. You can minister to all of us at the very same time because you love us so much. You have a plan for each of us. And Lord, we purpose to get in line with that plan. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Betty, did you just call back in on another line?
Yes, I have. I had okay. My other phone was acting
okay.
up. My landline.
That's what I thought.
I'm on my cell phone.
Okay.
So everything's good.
So Megan talked to us a moment about what you feel like God is saying here through all of this, and then we'll go to your mom, Betty.
You know, it's just something really simple, and it may not feel simple to people, but if there's something in your life that is hindering you from moving forward, you need to give it to the Lord.
Amen.
If you want to mend relationships with people, and there's something about you that you know that has to change, give it to God and let him create in you the warrior that he knows that you can be. And stop making excuses because, you know, I have made excuses before and sometimes I still do even right now about some things that I'm dealing with in my life. But it's time for us to stop making excuses because there's no excuse to keep you from your kingdom life. There's no excuse in the book. There's not one.
Amen.
I'm sorry. There just isn't because
it's not
right and it doesn't work.
they're not good enough. They're there, but they're not good enough, right?
Exactly, because he's not going to listen to them. He's going to think that, well, that's silly. It is silly.
Right.
Because there is a better purpose for you. There is a better plan for you than the one that you think that you're on.
Right.
And it's with God.
Amen.
It's not by yourself.
Amen. Woo. Praise God. All right. Good admonition there. Betty, what are you feeling like God is saying?
Well, he's led me back to John 6 again, and I think in the Message Bible, it may be verse 39 or 40. It says, this is what my Father wants, that anyone who sees the Son and trusts who he is and what he does and then aligns with him will enter real life,
eternal life. Wow, that's great.
My part is to put them on their feet alive and whole at the completion of time.
Oh, that's so good. John 6, 39 and 40, you said?
Yeah, I think it's hard to see, you know, because they're not, the verses aren't numbered.
Yeah, in the Message Bible.
39 and 40.
But it uses that word, aligned. I like that. Wow. Mm.
And God is so willing and able to do for you what you need to get done.
Yes. Amen.
He's so ever present in mm-hmm. our lives, and mm-hmm. I think sometimes that we leave him behind to achieve our own goals.
Right.
And it's okay to have goals. I'm not saying that, but I think it's time that we turn to Christ for strength and for peace and so forth. But I think he wants all of us. He doesn't want part of us. He wants all of us.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
And he definitely wants us to realize our need to get rid of the stuff that is holding us back. Megan, talk to us here a minute. I cannot believe this, but we're running out of time, ladies. Go ahead.
Oh, it always flies. Well, you know, the Lord always is wanting to cleanse us.
Yes.
Because he doesn't want his children burdened.
Right.
And he wants us to be able to live our life to the fullest with him. And to live that glorious life that he provides for us when we walk hand in hand with him. How everything will just line up perfectly. And everything, even though you don't believe it, will eventually work out for his good, because it all happens in his timing. It's not going to happen in ours.
Right.
And that's the thing, is we get so impatient mm-hmm. waiting upon the Lord. That's when people, I think, and I've done it, is you turn away and you think, oh, I'm just not going to make it. I don't know what I'm going to do. And you start fretting.
Yeah.
But that's when the Lord will continue to try to get your attention.
Right.
And we need to pay attention,
mm-hmm.
Pastor and Mom, is pay attention to those little signs that are everywhere, where he's trying to get you back into alignment.
And exactly.
He's wanting to bring you back to him. He doesn't want you to stray. He wants you to stay right next to him.
That's exactly right. And instead of just thinking, well, it'll get better, or I'll quit feeling this way, realize that if you're feeling uneasy, if you're feeling anxious, and you're feeling like things are not right in your life, this is an opportunity to examine your alignment and get in the Word of God and you know, just open it. Go to Psalms. Go to the book of John that Betty was just reading from. That's an excellent book to start with. Get in the Word of God, the small little epistles that Paul wrote in the New Testament. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Colossians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, all of those little books back there in the New Testament. They're short. There's only 3 or 4 chapters in them. And really let God speak to your heart about this whole thing of surrendering and of allowing him to clean you up, if you will. You know, Ephesians is a great book for that. Ephesians really does start out telling us where we are in Christ, that we're seated with him in heavenly places, if we can see ourselves there, and how to come out of all the junk that holds us back. Ephesians is a great book to begin with. And just really allow the Holy Spirit to teach you those truths. Megan, you've got an opportunity here to say a couple more things, and then Betty, because we are getting close to running out of time here.
Absolutely. I just pray right now for all of those listeners that are struggling right now in their lives, because there's always something going on, it seems, is that the Lord comes to you in your time of need, and that you are aware of his presence.
Amen.
And that you learn a deeper form of surrender, that there is a new type of cleansing in your life, and that you feel that there's been some adjustments made
Praise
in your
God.
Life.
Yeah.
And those adjustments are that you've let him in, and you're letting him mold and ply you into the warrior that he wants you to be.
Oh, wow. Amen. That's what it's all about right there. And Megan, you're a testimony to that. After all that you have been through and continue to go through, God continues to teach you and every one of us, right? And it doesn't matter how old you are. You're Betty's daughter. You're young. You know, you're a young thing. And then there's Betty and I that are just a couple miles, got a couple more miles on us than you.
That's right.
But, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in what stage of your life. It doesn't make any difference. Some people think that when they get older, they don't have to change and become more like Jesus. Oh, no. No, there's still time. If you got breath in your life and in your body, there's still time for you to become more like Jesus. Betty, you want a final comment here before we wrap up?
I would love to. The Lord leading me back to the Bible.
Okay.
John 5:24.
Mm-hmm.
If I have it just a second here to read
you
this.
You do.
Okay. It's urgent that you listen carefully to this. Anyone here who believes that I am saying what I'm saying right now and aligns himself with the Father, who has in fact put me in charge, has at this very moment the real lasting life and is no longer condemned to be an outsider.
Wow.
This person has taken a giant step from the world of the dead to the world of the living.
Oh, that's powerful. Was that in the Message Bible?
Yes, ma'am. John 5:24.
Oh, that's so good. Why don't you read it one more time? And then we'll do our wrap up. Go ahead.
All right, hold on a minute. I've got my Bible app here. It's urgent that you listen carefully to this. Anyone here who believes what I am saying right now and aligns himself with the Father, who has in fact put me in charge.
This is Jesus talking. Yeah.
Yes. Has at this very moment the real lasting life and is no longer condemned to be an outsider.
Ah, praise God. Praise God.
This person has taken a giant step from the world of the dead to the world of the living.
Oh, that is huge. Woo! Get in John 5 and John 6. There's a lot there about alignment. And that is excellent. Wow. Betty and Megan, as always, we just appreciate your contributions and being part of this radio team of Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we just appreciate all that you do and the labor that you put in. And God bless you both for it. And we just also want to remind people, Betty, that if they have prayer requests, they can send those requests to you and my associate pastor, Pastor Jim. You guys get all those requests. prayers@bohmglobal.com. Who can use that email?
Anyone, anybody. You do not have to be a member of Beacon of Hope. You can be who you are and send in a prayer request, and we will send it out with a prayer. And there are a lot of people on our prayer chain, and they reach the throne of glory with your need, and the Lord will hear.
So
our prayer.
Amen. Use it. prayers@bohmglobal.com. More and more people are using it. And so we encourage you to do that, and your prayer will be presented to God, and people
Amen.
Will be praying for you. We encourage you to listen to this show every Sunday afternoon live if you're in the Tampa Bay market, 3 p.m. Eastern, or if you are in the Starcom Media Network someplace around the globe. We welcome you. We're glad you're listening, and you can check the Starcom Media listings for times for this show and also for our Thursday night show. Megan, you got about 20 seconds. What happens on Thursday night?
So tonight, Go Yard.
Yeah.
Life coaching show. Check it out. 6:05, 7 o'clock. Dr. Angel Faldoni and you, Mom and Mac.
Yeah. Life coaching, counseling. And if you want to talk to anybody, just send a email to me, pastor@bohmglobal.com, or Pastor Jim, my associate. Or you can reach Betty and Megan through prayers@bohmglobal.com. So we are here for you, and we want to listen to you, and we want to help you, and we're glad that you have joined us today. So go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and catch a lot of our old shows. They're there. There's tons of them there. Probably about 360 or 80 shows are on our website. And you've got a lot of listening that you can do and learning the Word of God. BOHMglobal.com. Go to broadcasts, radio broadcasts, and they'll be there on that page. Also, if you want to become a financial partner with us, we never talk about money very much, but we welcome people to be involved with us financially, help support this radio ministry. Go to the first page, homepage of BOHMglobal.com. Go to the bottom, donations. Click on that. It will open a PayPal page for you to be able to give. It's not far to Jesus, and that's what we have to say today. Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Megan. Thank you, audience. It's always great to be with you every week. Pastor Marcia, Betty, and Megan sharing the Word of God with you this week. Tune in next week and catch us at Starcom Media Network and also on our website, bohmglobal.com. See you next week live. God bless you. Have a great week.
Your eyes and he will lead you safely to his side. There's no need for you to fear. You can trust him with your heart. It's not far. It's not far. It's not far. It's not far. From it's not far.